1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, indeed, it's fun time.
Communication. coming out. Always busy proving what the world's all about. Now it's no use.
Welcome to Inland Empire Baseball, coming to you worldwide at 66ers.com. Now, here's the voice of the Sixers, Steve Wendt.
And a good evening to you, and apologies for the delay. Sorry about that. Well, it's not great news that I have for you here. It has been a very weird few days here in the Inland Empire with the line fire in Highland causing air quality issues. And then today, a massive thunderstorm coming through San Bernardino. And while the playing field, the grass and the infield looks like it'd be great to go because the staff got the tarp on, so much water ended up on the warning tracks here at San Manuel Stadium that they are not going to be able to get this field playable for baseball today, which is always a bummer. But when today is scheduled to be the final time that fans can come into San Manuel Stadium in 2024, when the opportunity was there to have a ball game and it was lost, that is especially disappointing. So we will not have our baseball today here at San Manuel Stadium. And unfortunately, our next game will not be until April the 8th as the Fresno Grizzlies come to town. So that seems like a long ways off, doesn't it? Well, the like I said, the field, unfortunately, we've been told that the teams said that it's not safe for their players, and Major League Baseball said whatever you say, and that's how it works. So the Sixers and the Storm will not play today's game, and that concludes the California League schedule. The Sixers end up playing 130 of the 132 games on the schedule. This one was a bit of a surprise. Apparently too long to wait to get the field ready. So that's the situation here. We have our Sunday chat with Dave Stapleton, the Sixers manager, so we're going to run that right now and talk about a lot of his players and what's going on here at with the Sixers over the course of the year and look to the future. So here's Dave Stapleton, the manager of the Sixers. And welcome back. It's time now for the San Manuel pregame interview. It's Sunday, a chance to catch up with the skipper, Dave Stapleton. And it's, well, unfortunately, our final Sunday as season comes to a close today. And, Dave, I don't know about you. For me, this is always a bittersweet day. And I start getting a little crotchety a couple weeks leading up to it. Obviously, everyone likes being able to have their own time and be with their loved ones. But the end of a baseball season also means the end of something we love. Is that fair to say?
Sure. I think anybody who's been around baseball and as long as I have, there's always that that time where it's like, okay, the end of the season comes, you begin and then you end. And, you know, the last few years here, we've been fortunate to be in the playoffs. This year, it's kind of a weird feeling not being in the playoffs. But really pleased with where we're at with a lot of young players developing and the maturity that we've seen in them, especially after the start that we've had, and then to be able to adjust and go through the course of a season. So, yeah, but at the end of it, it's always that, you know, here comes the end of the season, the day gets here, and I understand about the moods and those kind of things. You know, fortunately, we have in this game, some of us get to go on to instructs and be able to continue to keep doing it and be able to do it again and try to get ourselves ready to go again the following year.
You mentioned that, you know, from where you started, this team has a chance to be over 500 in the second half with a win today. A chance to have a winning record against, what, three of the four teams in the playoffs, and the fourth team you'd be 500 against. So, I mean, you have had some good baseball. It's just something about Rancho and Visalia this year that just kind of, they had your number.
Yeah, you know, we play them early, and we all kind of know where we were at early in the season. And so it's going to take some adjustment. We knew it would, but, you know, we happened to play them early and quite a few series with them, and so we got ourselves behind. And you know, it's nice to be where we're at now, to be able to adjust, and the players were able to adjust to it. I mean, we're second in hitting in the league, second in the hit league in defense. You know, pitching has gotten better since the draft. So there's things that are in place that we say, yeah, we'll take the positives out of it. A lot of young men off this club being able to go through their first full season and be able to go through it without going into the training room and those kind of things. And that's a big plus, is to be able to say, hey, yeah, we were able to keep them on the field daily.
Yeah, well, and tonight, Francis Tuxedo going. And Tuxedo, like Barrett Kent, 19 years old. And I know that there's statistics in some categories. You say, well, I like that. In other categories, you say, ooh, maybe not. But the category you got to love is that they went to the post every single week, sometimes twice.
Yeah, sometimes twice. Those guys have been able to go through a full season. We just had a big Zoom call with pitchers and to be able to talk and say, hey, the best thing about it at the end of the day is we've been able to go through from the beginning of spring training all the way through the end and with those young arms. So those are things that you look at and you try to say, well, we're not in the playoffs, so hopefully that makes me feel better that day. Obviously, we'd like to be in the playoffs. Everybody would. But those are the things you try to look at to say, hey, in development's part of it, in the development side of it, those are things that we try to look at and be a positive for them at the end of the year.
You've had players who have had some outstanding seasons and steady seasons also. You know, sometimes we look at who's hot and things like that, but you've had some guys who have performed throughout the year, and I think maybe if circumstances had been different, maybe would have been promoted, but regardless that they weren't, they still performed. And I look at Anthony Scull. I think that just steady every day came to play, and his center field play was already, I think, pretty good, but by the end of the year I thought was exceptionally good.
Huge improvements from the beginning of the year. And for him to be able to be able to put together a season where he goes from beginning to end, a few days off here and there. You can see it in him right now. He's fatigued, tired, wore out. He's exhausted everything he has, but really proud of the way he has finished up the course of this season. Really pleased with the number at bats we got him, you know, almost doubling the number at bats we got from the previous year. So really good things. You know, we look at the radar and we say, hey, a lot of the players that we've had here, from DeJesus to Scull to Jorge Reese coming back to, you know, Foster coming up, there's a lot of good things with a lot of young players. And Ortiz, who's had an unbelievable year for us on the defensive side as well, offensive. We would have never thought that he would be where he is on the offensive side. So just really pleased with a lot of players that we have on this club.
What impresses me about Ortiz, among many things that impress me, obviously his physical tools, but he has had to make a lot of adjustments. He's just pretty new to batting left-handed. He's pretty new to playing shortstop every day, too. I mean, he was playing a lot more second base last year in the Arizona Complex League. That's a lot to throw at a young player.
Yeah, especially the left-handed side. It was frustrating for him. You know, any time that you try to make a switch and do that where you become a switch hitter and you're having to hit from the left side, there was a period of time where it was really, really frustrating for him. But he began to kind of adapt to it, put some good swings together. Now you look at him and saying, hey, this could work for him. On the defensive side, at short, he's just really shown that, hey, he's able to play there on a daily basis. We had a couple of times where we had to, you know, set him down for a few days just with some injuries. But overall, there it is again. You know, he was able to kind of go through a full season, a full affiliate season. And that's really something that's a plus for us when we start to look at winter ball and doing the things we do and then next year's, of what he may do and what he may need. I think with a lot of the young players, it's been nice to be able to meet with them. And they will be able to pass on to the other young players coming of that, hey, when we talk about nutrition, health, sleep, rest, all those things, they all come into a factor of saying, hey, this is what it takes to be able to kind of grind it through a full year.
There is such an emphasis on that. And now, like you mentioned, there's instructional league for some players and things like that. But it's not like it used to be when we were growing up, where the season ends and maybe you pick up a hammer, pick up some work, or, you know, these guys, it's a year-round gig now.
Yeah, year-round. They will go. Some will go to instructional league. Some will go home. They'll try to do some recovery, which is, you know, a few weeks. And then they're right back at it. They're right back on, you know, whether it be hitting in a, you know, facility, throwing bullpens, a lot of the things that they do. And there'll be guys that go, like I said, to go to instructional league, and that'll go through, you know, mid-October. But after that, they're on their own, but they don't take too much time away, and they're right back at whether it be kind of lifting, strength and conditioning, speed drills, legs, all the things that are involved in baseball, and then they're right back at it, and then we come back at them, in the new year.
The mental side of it is so tough, but for some guys, they need the mental break as much as the physical break. But in your experience, I know you're a card carrying junkie for baseball. But how long does it take you, to detox a little bit and then be looking forward?
I think it varies. Yeah. I think there's a few. Didn't want to spend much time away from it. I tried to stay busy with it one way or another, but I also do believe with the way the players are going year round that they need a little bit of time away. I would look for October to be that sort of time to be able to kind of have some downtime, family time, I call it, be able to enjoy those things that they've been away from, maybe some of them for 6 months, 8 months. So I believe in giving them some downtime, and then all of a sudden it'll start to get the itch. It'll come around, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, I got to get busy and try to get myself ready to be able to go into spring training, ready to play. Not try to use spring training to get ready. It's like nowadays they are ready to play day one, and so that's where the buildup is. But that's us being able to be in tune with them in their off season period time and be able to try to communicate with them as much as we can. But yeah, there'll be a time where they say, okay, it's time for me to get out and start swinging the bat again, taking ground balls, throwing bullpens. So, but I believe it's vital, and I believe it that's something that they really need is just a little bit of time away because they spend so much time at the ballpark.
Before we wrap up here, I'd love to give you an opportunity to maybe talk about, you're not the only guy running this club. Obviously you're the guy who makes the decisions, but the organization, obviously top to bottom, but you have a field staff that to me is just incredible. Veterans and boy, nothing gets by those guys. It seems like you had a great staff to work with.
That's the one thing that's been the blessing of being a manager, especially here. Been blessed with really good staffs, but this staff has really got the experience that you need to be able to kind of go through what we did at the beginning of the year with, not playing as well as we should have, losing close games, and then continuing that to happen. So I'm really blessed to be able to have the staff that I have around me. Brian Rupp, who, is a bench coach, along with, the defensive side, with Elmer Descends on the pitching side, the experience that they have. Ray Willie, who's his first year here as the hitting coach, has just been unbelievable. It's been nice to see him grow and develop. We knew it. He was going to be it, and you can just see it. I mean, for us to go from where we were hitting the first month to where we are now, really right in the thick of trying to be the best hitting club in the Cal League. But just to see that.
And a good group of players to be working with. Well, Dave, unfortunately we're out of time, but I know you usually urge fans to come out to the ballpark, but I'm sure today's message might be more succinct.
I'll encourage those fans to in the off season to buy season tickets and those kind of things to be able to get out and watch the game. We turn and we think, and I've been around the game for a long time, and baseball is a wonderful sport. It's a wonderful game to watch, and I love it when there's people in the stands that understand what's going on and those. And we've had some loyal fans, especially early in the year when things weren't as well as we thought they were going the way we thought they should, and those things, and to have those fans here and be a part of it. So, that's what I would encourage is those who are out there that do listen and do come to the games, to season ticket holders, to, kind of do it again and to be understand their support and what they do as far as these young men that get to come and play here. I think IE is, I came here 3 years ago when another staff member wasn't able to be here, and it was just accepted. And, you know, it's a great place to play, great ballpark, front office, Joe, Holly, yourself, everybody that puts the day-to-day work in that you know it needs to be able to try to make a season go. So, but it also takes those folks that are out there that say, hey, yeah, I'm willing to get in, buy tickets for the upcoming year and what it does to help support the players.
Yeah, it makes a difference playing in front of people, there's no doubt. Well, Dave, on a personal note, I'd like to thank you for putting up with me every Sunday and every day in between, and appreciate and respect the job that you've done. It's been really fun watching you run your club, so thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate you and all those, again, front office all the way down who make this thing work. Thank you.
All right. Well, that's Dave Stapleton, the manager of the 66ers, and we're going to take a break. Stay with us as we thank him, as always. You're listening to the Sam Manuel Pregame Show.
Well, we'll actually keep it here, and we thank you for tuning in for that, as we thank Dave Stapleton for his time. The 66ers, unfortunately, will not be playing their season finale, and boy, looked like we were going to get it in. It looked promising, very promising. So promising that it looked like a foregone conclusion there'd be baseball tonight, but apparently not. So the Sixers and the Storm finish this season with a canceled game. So the Sixers lose their last game 3-2 to Lake Elsinore. That came last night. Sixers threw a one-hitter and lost. So the final season stats for the Sixers, the record is 58-72. 33-32 in the second half. Lake Elsinore finishes 71-58 and 39-26 in the second half, and they will go to the playoffs with the Storm starting on Tuesday, and they'll be well rested as they were able to say, we don't want to play on this field. And so they will face the Visalia Rawhide. Good luck to both those teams. Good health to both those teams in the playoffs. And they'll represent the South Division. The winner of that series will face the winner of the Modesto-San Jose series in the North. So a new Cal League champion will be crowned. The Sixers' next ball game, April 8th, 2025, as the Fresno Grizzlies come to town, and we invite you to join us then. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning us in all season long, everyone who's really followed this group and all the families and friends that tune into the players. Obviously, we know that you're out there and living and dying with your guys' games. And also, in addition to that, missing them. I think that's one thing that sometimes at the end of the season we get sad. Well, I'm very fortunate. I get to be involved in baseball and live with my family. These ball players and these staff members are away from their families, and that's a long haul to be away from the ones you love. So we always try to remember that. But we thank you for tuning us in, and a special thanks to my family who makes this possible, my wife Emma, my daughters Sloan and Grace. And thank you for indulging me as we say goodnight each night on the broadcast. I do get to live at home, but that doesn't mean I get to be there for a lot of the stuff that is important, like bedtime and dinners with the family. And so thank you for that to my family, and thank you for all of you for indulging me in that that is important to me and to my family. So thank you so much. But from the bottom of my heart, I wish you the best to you and your family, and thankful that I get to bring you baseball each summer, and already looking forward to next year. So again, next spring, we'll be back. April 8th, the Sixers host the Fresno Grizzlies, and I can't wait to chat with you again. Our thanks to everyone on the staff with the 66ers, the press box. Everyone does such an incredible job, but like to thank Matt Tindall, who makes this entire press box run. He's out fixing something right now as we speak. That's what he's doing right now. So our thanks to him. But the 66ers show would be nothing much without Matt's guidance, and our thanks to him and the whole staff that does an amazing job bringing you the broadcasts and bringing you the presentation of the game here at the stadium. So, but without you, it's nothing, and we thank you very much for your support. Unfortunately, today didn't get to be what we'd hoped it'd be, but in the end, another baseball season in the books, and we're thrilled that we could be part of your lives for that. The Sixers and the storm today, well, a little storm came through and canceled the ball game due to wet grounds. But until next April, it never rains in April, right? We'll be back with you from Sam Manuel Stadium. So until then, I'm Steve Wendt. Have a great night and take it easy.
Thank you for listening to tonight's game. And remember that you can get all your Inland Empire 66ers information at 66ers.com. We'll see you next time with more Inland Empire Baseball, heard worldwide at 66ers.com.